Let's say hi to Chris Sheridan. SheridanHoops.com is the website. Chris, it's Matt. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Good morning to you. How are things?
Oh, I'm doing great. I got afternoon time here in New York, but it's been a busy morning. It was a busy night with the Rockets.
Yeah.
And it was a busy day yesterday with the Dwight Howard story, which I'm sure you want to talk about.
Yeah.
So fire away. I'm prepared for whatever question you want to ask.
Well, let me be honest with you. I don't have a dog in this fight, and I don't have any reason not to believe you. I just thought it was very interesting last night after the game that Dwight Howard said your report was full of lies. So I'd like you just to flat out respond to that.
Sure. Well, I watched on Rockets.com, I watched the questions, and I saw the tape. You know, Jonathan Fagan from the Chronicle was the only guy asking questions last night. He tried to ask three questions, and Dwight cut him off on the third. The first question was about the game and what happened, what went wrong defensively. Then the second question, Jonathan said, you know, there's a report out there that says you're extremely unhappy. Did you talk to anybody? And that's the way Jonathan asked the question. And so the response that Dwight gave him was a reaction to the way that the question was posed by Jonathan. Now, I know Jonathan a long time. He's a good journalist, a great journalist. And if he had asked the question differently, if he had said, you know, Dwight, how do you feel about what's going on with the Rockets? Or what is your, you know, what's your level of contentment? He would have gotten a different answer. But he asked him, did you talk to anybody? And I'll go on the air right now, and I'll tell everybody in Houston and everybody who's going to listen to this on a podcast, Dwight Howard was not the source for this story, okay? So Dwight didn't give me the story. But I talked to a lot of people around the NBA, and I don't write stuff and throw stuff up on the wall and hope it sticks. This story is 100% on the money. Dwight is unhappy in Houston. They're not using him properly. He hasn't been happy for years. He thought going to L.A. was going to be the panacea for him, and it wasn't because he had to play second fiddle to Kobe Bryant with the Lakers. Then he came to the Rockets, and the Rockets were able to get James Harden. So they got two great players, but they got two great players who can't play that well together. James Harden is too ball dominant of a guard to be able to play effectively with Dwight Howard and make Dwight Howard a better player. Look, James had an MVP caliber season last year, and the Rockets went to the Western Conference Finals, but Dwight Howard wasn't a big part of it. And whenever Dwight has been at his best, it's when he's been the alpha dog. He hasn't been that since he was in Orlando, and now he's on a team where there are five guys on that team, on the current Rockets team, who have taken more shots than he has. So he's not just second fiddle, he's sixth fiddle. He's not happy about it, and it shows in the record. It shows in the body language if you watch him answering Jonathan Fagan's questions last night, and it shows in my story. The guy's unhappy. He doesn't like playing with James Harden. That's a fact. Whether he's going to remain in Houston or not remains to be determined, but remember this. He's got a player option next year, and if even if the Rockets know that he's not going to exercise that player option, they got to move him, and they got to move him by the trade deadline. Because if you have a player like Dwight Howard, who's only 30 years old, still got a lot of basketball left in him, you don't let him walk and get nothing in return. And there will be a lot of teams out there with salary cap space next summer who will be looking to acquire a player like Dwight Howard. So if Dwight intends to opt out, or rather not opt in, the Rockets are going to try to move him. So the next move is really Dwight's, letting the Rockets know what his plans are, not just for this year, but for next year.
You know, Chris, and you don't know me, I like Dwight. I like both guys. And it was fun covering this basketball team last year. I traveled with them during the playoffs, and to see them, and the fact that Dwight had missed so much time and came back and helped, and along with, you know, James having a really good playoff run, except for the parts of that Golden State series. So I'm a Dwight guy. You're talking to somebody that likes him. I think he's actually probably a little bit more genuine than James is when it comes down to it. But we're talking about on the court performance more than anything else.
I'm with you on that. I know Dwight very well. I've gone and watched him shoot free throws in practice.
Yeah.
When he was with the Magic, he said, you know, you can come watch me shoot. I shoot them every night. You can come watch. And I watched him. I sat under the basket, and he took 100 and he made 94. And he asked me afterwards, you know, what'd you see? And I said, well, Dwight, the six that you missed, your eyes were kind of wandering. But
yeah.
Every time you looked at the front of the rim, you made it. So, look, I have a very good relationship with Dwight Howard. I like him, too. He's a quality guy.
But let me get to my point, because I want you to get a response. I like him, and I've seen him do the same free throw bet. Unfortunately, it didn't happen in the game, but that's a different issue for a different time. My point is this. He's got two things going against him. If this story, which you obviously you put out there, and it's growing and has legs to it, it shows you that this is the third place he's been where he's not happy. That's point number one. And point number two, and you watch it, he's not the same player. There's no way that any NBA team is putting Dwight Howard as a focal point of their offense. There's no way they're going to do that. No team.
Unless they're going to make him the number one option.
But I don't think he can.
If you make him the number one option and you get the ball into the post to Dwight with 15 seconds left on the shot clock, you've got a whole different player than a guy who gets the ball with 5 seconds left on the shot clock and has to make a quick decision on how he's going to try to score or whether he's going to have to dump it off to somebody else. When he was with Orlando, when he was the alpha dog, that's the way their team was constructed. They surrounded him with shooters. They got him the ball early in the shot clock. They were able to play inside out. And they had their team and their philosophy was constructed around Dwight Howard being the leader. He hasn't been on a team like the Orlando Magic or in a system like what the Orlando Magic had going under Stan Van Gundy ever since he left. And, you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to play in a bigger market, and he got his wish, but he played with Kobe Bryant, and he was the second fiddle. And Kobe was a ball-dominant player, and that's not going to work when you have a guy like Dwight Howard.
I just don't think, Chris, that a guy that has had his variety of ailments the last couple of years, who has missed a lot of back-to-backs in this early season, obviously he's starting to play more, can be the guy that you're describing. And again, I'm really a very big Dwight Howard fan. I think he is a perfect number two for any basketball team, and I would happen to agree with Dwight's assessment and your assessment that there should be some more looks because, frankly, this team's not shooting threes like they did last year in terms of percentages. But for him to think, and I don't want to put words in his mouth or what your contacts are saying, for him to think he can go to any NBA team and be the number one source on offense is foolish, I think.
Oh, I totally agree with you. He needs to go to a team where he's the number one option on offense. And look, he could be that player in Miami.
I don't think he can be.
As dominant of a player as Dwayne Wade is, he doesn't need the ball in his hands to be effective. We learned that when he played alongside LeBron James. He took on a secondary role, and he shot over 50%. He was one of only two guards in the NBA to make over 50% of his shots over the course of a season. So Dwayne Wade can subjugate his game if they want to play around Dwight Howard. And Dwight can still be a very, very effective offensive player, but it's got to be in a system that caters to Dwight. Now, he's not going to be the Dwight Howard that he was when he was 25, so he doesn't need 30, 35 touches. But you get him 20, 25 touches, and you surround him with guys who can shoot it and guys who can score it, and Miami has those type of players. You can have a pretty damn good alpha dog on your team. He's not going to be the alpha dog in Houston as long as James Harden is there. We've seen that. James Harden is the leader of that team. James Harden is going to dominate the ball. So, look, if he went to a different team, it would have to be a team that wants to make him the main focal point
of
their
offense. I don't think he can do that anymore. I think those days are behind him. I really do. If you give me 18 and 12 from him every single night, I'm more than pleased with that. More than pleased.
Right, and that might be his ceiling right now. He's not going to be 25 and 14.
But see, that's what alpha dogs do. Alpha dogs go 25 and 4. You know that. You've covered the NBA. That's what alpha dogs do.
Sure, an alpha dog, but an alpha dog could still give you 18 and 12 if he's got a guy next to him giving you 15 and another guy giving you 15. And look, Wade and Goran Dragic could do that in Miami for him. There are places where he could be a great fit. He's not a great fit in Houston. And Houston and the Rockets and Daryl Morey have to figure out, look, if this guy's not a great fit, who can we get in here to replace him with who would be a better fit, who would make us a better defensive team, a guy who doesn't need the ball in his hands and is not going to complain or be unhappy if he doesn't get his touches. That player is not Dwight Howard, but that player could be Hassan Whiteside.
All right, let me ask you last question. He's got the option year, as you mentioned. He's supposed to pay him $23 million next year. I know the salary cap is going up in the NBA. Is anybody going to want to put 4 years, $80 million in Dwight Howard's piggy bank for his next contract?
Yes, there'll probably be about a half a dozen teams that'll be willing to do that.
Really?
There's a belief around the league that he's still got a lot left in him. He's been misused the last 3.5 years, and he's not 40, he's 30.
I understand,
and
yeah.
He's got a lot of mileage on him because he came into the league when he was 18. And he's not the player he was when he was 25, but he's not 37 like Kobe is. The deterioration is not as acute with Dwight is what we're seeing from Kobe. There's still an upside there if he's healthy, if he's motivated, and if he's happy. The thing with Dwight is, when he was happy, he didn't realize he was happy. He had a good thing in Orlando, and he wanted out. He wanted to be in a bigger market. He wanted a bigger presence, more visibility. But he ruined a good thing, and he tarnished his reputation. He got Stan Van Gundy and Otis Smith fired. He played in the system in L.A. where Mike D'Antoni was the wrong coach for him. Everything has gone south for the guy, but he's not a reclamation project. He still can be a dominant player, but he can't be at the level of dominance he wants at.
The one thing I just can't figure out is that this, you know, James Harden's game has not changed from year to year. How does everybody get along and work well together and win 56 games and go to the Western Conference Finals, and now everything is broken, has to be torn apart, you know, less than 6 months from that point?
Yeah, how did it turn around? How did it turn around so quickly?
How did it get ugly this fast?
Is a great question. But, look, James is breaking off plays. James wants to score a lot of points. They brought in Ty Lawson to handle the ball so that James wouldn't have to handle it, you know, and commit so many turnovers, which he's prone to do. But Ty Lawson didn't work with James Harden because James likes to have the ball in his hands and to create. That's where he's most effective. Therefore, you have a player in Ty Lawson who's an excellent player but doesn't have a role on this team because he can't run the offense. James is running the offense. So Ty's not a good fit with James. You got to put players around James that will allow James to be a 30-point scorer and can be secondary players and know their roles. If you're going to, you know, at the center position, you need a guy who plays defense and who's motivated to play defense, who's sprinting down court to play defense instead of jogging down court to pretend to play defense because he's mad that he's not touching the ball. That's the situation the Rockets got on their hands right now.
All right, I got 10 seconds. I'm super late for break. My boss will get mad at me. Your gut on whether or not Dwight Howard is a Rocket by the trade deadline?
After the trade deadline, he's gone.
And on your report, and SheridanHoops.com is the website, you've got him going to Miami. Is that a fair guess?
Well, I think Miami's a great fit, but there's other teams that would try to get him if he's made available. But I think he's going to tell the Rockets, I'm not staying. I'm not going to opt in. You do what you want.
Chris, man, I could talk to you for a couple hours, but I can't get to a break. I thank you for the time. Like I said, I don't really care whose fault it is, frankly, and who doesn't get along and who has over, you know, expectations that are just not realistic, or maybe guys are not working hard. We're just in a city right now that bought into the Rockets madness, and it's just been there's no doubt about it. The number one disappointment in the NBA this season is the current NBA team in our town. No question.
I totally concur with you, Matt. Totally.
Chris, thank you for the time.
All right, thanks.
Hope to bother you again.
Good talking to you, man.
Thank you very much. SheridanHoops.com.